good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It's Monday, December 3rd, in the last month of the year already. Amazing. And this program is at December 3rd, 2018. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. And in my opinion, the doctors most people go to see when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing that's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's Y-O-U-R-D-I-Y, like do-it-yourself, health.com, yourdiyhealth.com. And there's all kinds of great information on that site. You can learn so much there, more than you will ever learn from a medical doctor, about how to stay healthy and live a long, happy, healthy life, disease-free. That's a really cool thing. Now, if you scroll about halfway down that homepage, you'll see a little button for CTFO. Actually, it's a big button. And CTFO is a company called Changing the Future Outlook that is a CBD oil company that is just phenomenal. They have over 70 different products. Every single one that I've tried has been really, really good. Just had some of the 500 milligram oil here just a second ago, right before the show started. And it's great for all different kinds of things. It was pain relief, mental clarity, sleep, you name it, all kinds of good things. But and it's antioxidant in nature, which is really good. So I encourage you to check that out. And right below that button, there's a little video that talks about CBD and dispels some of the rumors and myths, and really gives you a good idea exactly what CBD is, why it's so important, and a whole lot of other stuff besides. So I encourage you to check those out. Now, if you scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a Facebook button. If you click that, it'll take you right to the Facebook page set up for the show. And I've been posting stuff up there continually. Nothing yet today. Kind of today's been a crazy Monday. First Monday of the month usually is. But rest assured, I will be posting things up there. So I encourage you to check it out. And if you haven't been there in a while, or at all, then there's plenty of things to look at, even though I haven't put anything up yet today. And while you're there, hit the like button so other people can find out about it. Maybe they too can learn how to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. And also, hit the follow button. That way, when I put new things up, you'll automatically get a notice. And that'll be kind of cool too. So, let's see, what else we got here? We have a toll-free number for product information orders for the longevity products we talk about on the show. That number is 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. And Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable in both product line and the home-based business opportunity, and would be more than willing to help you out with any issues you might have and point you in the right direction, get products ordered for you, whatever the case might be. Just give them a call at 855-809-6864. Now, if you want to talk about any of the other things mentioned on the website, like the CTFO products or the Pulsed Electromagnetic Therapy Unit that you can find information on in the Trinity of Health button, then you'll need to talk to me directly, and you can do that by hitting the Contact Me button, and it gives you the option of either calling on the phone or sending an email through the form that pops up in your browser. If you send an email, just keep in mind that I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in, we'll get a response within an hour or so. All righty then. If you click on the Radio Shows button, two things there. At the top of the page, you'll see that we now have a archive page. And the easiest way to get to it is by clicking the little button there at the top of the page, this little picture with me and the microphone and all that. And it'll take you right to CastBox.fm, which is the company that hosts the site. or host the archives, and you'll see all the archives right there, and then just bookmark it, and it'll be there ready to go anytime you want. You can also download the smartphone app, and you can get the things right on your phone and listen anytime you want that way. And I've been putting the replays up for about 3 weeks. I think this is the fourth week now. So we're getting some things built up, and I encourage you to share them with other folks that might have similar interests, or maybe not, maybe that need to have similar interests, and encourage them to listen. There's always some good stuff on their shows, and you never know. You might help somebody. You might save somebody's life. It's entirely possible, because if they've got a bad health issue, they're going into an MD for, given half a chance, those guys are going to kill them. And with any luck, they'll come to this and they'll get an idea of what they can do to actually restore their health using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. So you just might save a life by sending somebody to those archives. All righty. And at the bottom of the radio show's page, you'll see a chat room. And that we set up at the request of some of the listeners. It's there for you to use. You can chat amongst yourself, or you can pose questions if you're either unable to call in. Like today, when we have John and Kathy and company, the phones are going to be tied up, so the only way to ask a question would be through the chat room. And I try and keep it on top of the page so I can see things when they come in. Last week, Carl put some questions in, and I was able to get them asked. And the week before, I totally missed it, so I'm trying to do better. But anyway, make sure that you take advantage of that. Let's see here. What else? Keep in mind that all the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the alphabet agencies out there listening in. And also, nothing we say on this show should be construed as attempting to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue. So that's pretty much it for all the housekeeping stuff. And now we're just going to kind of wait for a minute or two until John calls in. You know, this is, like I said, it's Monday, Cyber Monday, which every Monday is Cyber Monday with us, not just in the holiday season. And this one we talk about Bitcoin, BitClub Network, and Bitcoin in general. And it's usually really good information that you could use to help restore your financial freedom. And that's, you know, like I said, that's what this network was set up on: spiritual freedom, financial freedom, health freedom, and political freedom. And all four are extremely important, and you don't have true liberty until you have all four of those bases covered. So by all means, stand by, and hopefully John will be calling in here shortly. Who knows? He'll probably have Kathy. Last week, we had a great surprise with Andy coming on, and he is just a wealth of information. And who knows what we're going to do today. John sent me a video to watch before the show, which I actually got a chance. I was listening to it as I was doing all my morning stuff, getting my supplements put together, making my coffee, and all that kind of thing. And very, very interesting, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that today too. And you never know. But hopefully everybody that's here will get something out of it, learn something. And like I said, Mondays we devote to the financial aspect, because, you know, you need to get these products in order to make your health turn around. If you got health issues, then you definitely want to turn them around. If you don't have health issues, the old adage of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure is extremely true. It's much, much easier to prevent illness from occurring than it is to get rid of it once you've got it, especially if you're dealing with an MD. But when you're working with a longevity, it makes it easier. Anyway, here we are. Hey, John.
And that came out on the third.
I hear Kathy. How's hey. Everybody doing today?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm better than I deserve.
Yeah.
Just plugging along. Had a late night I didn't get to bed until 4:30 this morning. Didn't get up until noon, so that was an hour and 10 minutes ago. I've been kind of scrambling, but I did get a chance to watch that video that you sent me, John. Pretty interesting stuff. I'll tell you
right.
What. Russ is he's a powerful dude. Got a lot of good information. So who we got with us today? I see John and Kathy. Anybody else?
We have Sarah and Dusty.
Hey, Sarah and Dusty, welcome to the show. Glad you're here today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so
this
John,
what
are we going to talk about today?
Everybody's busy doing stuff.
Who's that?
Yes, it's Christmas every day, and every day is a Friday here.
Yeah, I especially like this morning. Of course, we're talking about the Bit Club Network that we're all blessed to be members of. Mm-hmm. And did you happen to look in your back office today, Jim, and find a nice little bonuses and surprises back there?
No, I have not. I've just, like I said, I'm
really
lucky to actually be sitting at my desk right now. I've been running like a hell with my chicken
cut upgrading off. Our back office and stuff, so it's not right. Every day that we get our infinity bonuses and commissions, but we do get mining every single day, and we do get cycle bonuses. So today they had three other bonuses back there, and so that was very, very encouraging. I love it.
Cool.
Did anybody look at your back offices?
Well, we will now.
Yeah.
We will now.
I'm checking even as we speak.
I mean, that bit of news, absolutely we'll look at that back office.
Bet you will. So what they're doing is, they come in, these little bonuses come in smaller amounts and percentages and stuff. So they've been grouping together as a block and doing them like once a month or twice, whenever they get the blocks together. So, but that was very nice to see today.
Where should I look for that? In the wallet?
Yeah. What else I was really pleased to find, for those of you who went to Iceland to visit our mining equipment, I was surprised to learn that, the facility is huge over in Iceland. And what was it, three weeks maybe now? We just had some members go over and visit the mining equipment. And, they were just treated like first class all the way citizens with dinners and really nice get together. And what I was surprised to learn is that, they take tourists in to see one room, and this is in an old army base. So, it's very, very secure. Not even a cockroach can get in there, they're saying. It's that secure. And but what surprised me was I didn't know we had four other rooms just as big as the one that they let everybody come in and see over there.
Yeah, I got that on that video. It's like, wow.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that. And then we're building our own, another new facility. We have facilities on five continents, and we're building another one. And that's going to be four times larger than Iceland. So that'll be exciting. All this mining, right. We seriously are going to dominate mining, the mining world.
Man.
So, a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. So,
I think he said something like we have over 100,000 different mining machines or something like that, and all of them totaled. That's amazing.
Well, you haven't seen the video yet, but what did he say today, Sarah? He said something we have thousands and thousands and thousands of mining machines.
Yeah.
All over the planet.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but what really put out of my mind was there's no stopping us. I mean, that for me was like, that's incredible. That's what people look for. It's something that's easy to come on board with, something that can grow their money, something that they get paid every day, something that's residual that over time continues to grow. And for people, you can leave a legacy. There's just so many pluses at what we do here, but just knowing that there's no stopping us, that's to me pretty incredible when you think about it.
Yes.
And, in the old days, they used to say, I want to retire and clip my coupons, off the bonds. but you know what? We don't even have any coupons, man. It just shows up. Just shows up in our account every day.
Can you stand it?
No. it's too rough. I envision myself traveling and having a good time and going places and talking to people and spreading the word. And at the same time, you're getting paid. What's better than that? You can travel, be on a permanent vacation everywhere if you want to.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people don't do that, and some people do. I mean, I've run into a number of people like that over my lifetime, and they're very interesting people. They've been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, and sometimes when I take vacations, I'm ready to go back home. But I still want to take them, and I still want to go places and do things. And it's just nice to know that your funds are always with you. You can reach them anywhere on the planet, and it doesn't quit. You're not going to have to go wander.
And we have choices.
Yeah, we do have choices. And so that makes the club phenomenal. Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting in that video was where Russ was reiterating the thing that we talk about, where he says they still view us as friends and family. Because do you remember when he was talking about when he first started this program that there was zero? He didn't know anybody, you know, when they first got it going.
Yeah.
And that they had to go to friends in order to get the funds and everything. And they built it based on their friends. That's all they did. And so that we are viewed as those friends invited other friends, and those friends invited other friends, and those friends invited other friends. So we view this as one big pile of friends.
Extended friends all over the world.
What I thought was interesting is he doesn't get paid anymore. In other words, when we expand the network, it doesn't increase his compensation. Did you realize that?
But yet he still is out there, you know, encouraging everybody and saying, hey.
Well, when you've got enough money coming in from what you do have to buy private jets, I would say he's still having a pretty good time, you know?
Yes, he is.
He's got a nice jet. It's not the biggest in the world.
Yeah, it's very nice. But that's just it. I mean, they've created over 325 millionaires so far, and their goal is to create 10,000. That's what he says. What do you do when you have more money than you'll ever spend in your life? You know, you help others to achieve the same lifestyle, give them freedom of choice. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. But he's willing to take time to do that.
Yeah, they're very genuine. Very genuine.
Well, he said he likes doing it. He just doesn't like showing up for 10 people anymore. He says you got to have 500 or so in a room minimum in order for him to come around and talk to people, because he's kind of retired in a certain way. Also, he's still kind of
when they do have their meetings, there's 3,000, 5,000 people there just all over the world that come to see him. So, yeah, why would he show up for 10 people? I wouldn't.
No.
Have standing room only at their meetings, and sometimes they have to reschedule and get those people that couldn't come in. It was too full for them to come into the first meetings. So this is huge. I don't even know how many members we have now, but there's got to be at least a million, right?
Oh, I think we're there or better.
Yeah, I think it's more. So
what else was he talking about in that video?
Stable.
I just talked over you, Kathy. What did you say?
I just said we're here for the long run. I mean, we're going on our fifth year now, so says a lot. It says a lot. You know, not one person's ever lost a penny here. We're helping people all over the world. So now is the prime time to get in while Bitcoin's down a little bit. You can get yourself positioned for about. Well, it's a $100 membership and $500 for a pool to get some mining equipment up and running for you. And like Sarah was saying, it's just so easy to get set up. I didn't know anything. I'm not IT tech savvy. You just get in, enroll, set your machines, and forget them. Or you can share it with people like we've chosen to do. And
the best way. I can't think of a greater gift to give someone than a pool. I wish I could give everyone in my entire extended family a pool.
I agree.
Even if they don't want it.
I'm working on it. You know, I've got grandkids coming up, and I've got some that are mining and one that's not even born yet, and they'll be mining too.
Well, it's so exciting because the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, and I was going to say, I talked to so many people, and now the people that I've been talking to are now coming back to me and saying, oh, did you see this? Or we saw that, we heard this, we were here. And so it's actually growing. And, you know, all you need to do is just plant a little seed, and that seed will eventually start growing.
So all these little seeds I've been planting are starting to grow, and I'm getting so excited about it because this is the best place to be right now. It's the best time to be here, and I couldn't be more blessed.
Well, that's just it. More and more people are getting educated about Bitcoin. Before, you know, nobody heard of it. So what's that, you know? And I look at it like I did when the ATM machines came out. I'll never use that. What do I want one of those for? I have my checkbook, my credit cards. But this is going to be lots bigger than ATM ever was. And we actually have BTM machines out there. Go Google them and see where they're at in your neighborhood. BTM machines.
Yep.
You'll see that.
Gas station in Los Angeles. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're popping up everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, just go all the different countries. They're all over. It doesn't matter where you are. There's always a BTM machine somewhere. Maybe a little bit different, but they're growing in every country. I thought it was interesting, too, that Russ was talking about the way. Well, I guess it's expressed this way. We really don't need other people to join the club to make it grow and happen. It's growing automatically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he first started this thing, he said to people, look, if you could lose all your money here, Bitcoin could go to zero. There's no guarantees. We have no idea what's going to happen. But when they first started, they said the same thing. Bitcoin could go to zero. We don't really know what's going to happen. But, you know, if you want to join, join. If you don't want to join, then don't join if you're skeptical or something about it. Well, so I look at that now and I say we're starting on our fifth year of Bitcoin could go to zero. And where's it going? It's going up, and more countries are adopting it. More and more governments are adopting it. More and more people are already accepting it. And there's a whole world out there that has not even heard of it. We got 1% of the planet even knows about it. And the excitement that it's generating is already changing the way people think and do things, do business, handle their funds. What do you think is going to happen when the whole planet is involved in this thing? So, yeah, he's right. Exactly. If it could go to zero. If you're skeptical, don't join. But if you really want to be involved in something that's coming up and is growing and has already got a track record, Bitcoin's been around for 10 years. Governments have already vetted it. It's a form of property in most of the countries. Jump in and enjoy some of it. You don't have to put every penny you have into the program. But if you don't get in now, you're not going to reap the rewards that are coming in the future. When there's thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people that are actually going to be using this stuff. Isn't that the way you guys see it? I mean, I don't really want to beat anybody to death. I mean, you're in the, it's an invitation. You want to join? You want to look at it? Great. If you don't,
you got it. So what? To next. Check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way, John. I mean, but we're right here on the threshold of something that's, you know, bigger than us. It's something you definitely want to be serious about, look at. And, I mean, I'd encourage anybody to at least get a mining pool and jump on board with us. It's that incredible for us.
Yeah, I heard it again today. If you don't have it in your hand, you don't own it. And I don't want any part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, and just recently there's been some disasters all around the planet. Well, tell that to those people that couldn't take their wealth with them. They just got washed away in a tsunami or a fire got burnt to death or whatever.
Those earthquakes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had your Bitcoin account on your phone, I'm sure you left with your phone. You didn't leave it behind. And even if you did, you still have access to your accounts through any computer anywhere on the planet. You still have your funding available. I don't think there's a better thing for people to be prepared for any kind of a contingency or emergency. You actually have access to your funding no matter where you are on the planet. All you need is a network connection. And in most countries now, that's available. Well, you can even go to what they call internet cafes, I guess, and sign on. You can go to the public library and sign on, right?
You can go to McDonald's and have French fries. Sign up.
That's right. That's right. It's been so long since I've been to a Mickey D's. I don't think I haven't, you know, that's not my first place where I thought to go. But you know what? They do have good coffee. I'll go there for coffee.
They do have, internet connection there.
Well, that's great. Jim, you had some comments over there. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, we were talking about you know, sharing it with people, and, you know, if they are interested, great. If they aren't, that's great too. You know, it's some will, some won't. So what? Next. You know, that's what it all boils down to. You know, our job is to share the message, not to browbeat people into taking advantage of it. You know, you know, I would much rather have been on record as saying, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is what it's capable of. Don't come back to me if you don't get involved years from now, you know, yelling at me, why didn't you tell me about this?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna tell everybody, you know, I always thought, man, if I would have only had the money to get into those stocks, or you know, I wish I owned Gerber stocks or GM, or maybe not GM now, but you know, all these big corporations. And you know, this is finally the right place at the right time, and you can get in so inexpensively. I mean, everybody can do this.
That's
you can.
Sure.
And Dusty,
no one loses their money here, so nobody ever quits or gets out, because you get paid every day. That in itself, to me, is amazing, and that you can pass this on is just, it's a plus, plus, plus every way I look at it.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Dusty, and you still there?
I'm still here, yes.
It's just really hard to hear you, kiddo. Go ahead, please.
Is that better?
Yeah, yeah, you're fine. It's just hard to hear. So when somebody starts talking and we're talking over you, you know, you kind of get washed out a little bit. Please.
Yeah, well,
I know you were trying to say some things.
I'm multitasking. But, yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's perpetual income. I tell people, you know, you get paid every single day. Where else can you go? What else can you do? What else can you invest in that you can get paid every single day, regardless of whether Bitcoin's up or whether it's down? And it's down right now, and I think it's a fantastic time to be in and buying, and it's just, it's exciting. I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning, I run in and looking to see what money I made. You know, how much Bitcoin did I make last night while I was sleeping?
Well, that's just it. And, you know, excuse me, there's several different ways to make money with this. And, you know, one is you earn on your partial shares, you get your mining set up, and it just keeps kicking out shares for you for the rest of your life. And today I was looking at like the Infinity bonuses, like I said, and different bonuses. And, you know, we're getting paid up to 18% on a lot of these bonuses. And, you know, I've never been paid 18% from my bank. You know, that's pretty exciting. You see this, like, several of them coming in all day long, 18%, 18%. It's like, yay, buddy.
Well, that's a possibility. But the point is it's kind of like the little story about the penny. You know, what do you want, $1 million or a penny that doubles every day for 30 days?
Yeah.
The little bits that come in, and we did a little training called the little bits that mean so much. It adds up, and the future value of this thing is just going to grow. Now, let's talk some ways about the people can do this. You have a lot of people out there that are really stressed and hurting for funding, and they're having a hard time. If they had an emergency, they would have a hard time coming up to take care of that emergency financially, because most people are using everything that's on credit, because that's what's been led to do. They've kind of been forced into it, really. But if somebody has to take care of kids and they need a way to get some additional funding coming in to take care of those kids in the future to make life easier, get a club, get in the club, and get started with your Bitcoin program. Let people know that it's there and refer them. Then you can receive some commissions because they're buying machines and stuff, and you get paid commissions for that. And just keep plowing that back in and just let it grow over time, and you're not going to have to worry about money in the future, because the kids get more expensive as they get older, don't they? Some want cars, some want education, some want birthday presents, you know, or something like that. Or some kids want to get into horses, and some kids want to get into skiing. Some kids, you know, want to just want to get
some
into.
Kids say, hey, my car broke down. What do I do?
Yeah, well, if you don't want to be driving them back and forth to their job, you better get that car fixed, right? So you better have the funds coming in order to fix that car, so you don't have to haul them around.
Exactly.
Right.
I've been there and done that.
Any extracurricular activity, dance, sports, anything. None of that is cheap anymore. You have to pay and pay and pay and pay for one thing after another. And it's extremely expensive. And then if you have children that are actually gifted, well, the cost goes up because, you know, it's just one expense after another. Colleges, private colleges, you know, even just, you know, the public colleges, the tuition's going up and up and up and up, but paychecks aren't getting bigger. I mean, kids are struggling. You know, I don't know how they can do minimum wage and afford to get out of the house. There's just no way.
Well, it's not happening. They're actually coming back.
If they get some pools set up, I tell the college kids, you know, get in, you know, take some of that college money and get a couple pools, get a few pools, and then tell your friends about it, because you could very well have your college tuition paid before you even graduate. And then they don't have to stress. They can go out and join some extracurricular activities and you know, enjoy college and while they're learning, you know.
Well, here's the deal.
Club that we have is it's not intention on anything or anybody else, because it's the mining machines that mine. It's not on anything that we do or don't do. And I think to me that's pretty outstanding. It's not contingent on somebody.
Yeah, the machines do all the work.
Right. So, and we get paid for that.
Right. Right. Well, we own the machine, so we get it, right? That's a very important concept, because in the club, the mining is actually free. See, if you go to a cloud miner and you want to get into the Bitcoin space and you want to buy a contract from a cloud miner, you don't own anything over there. You're paying for everything, including the distribution of the Bitcoin. So when the Bitcoin comes in, they deduct fees and costs from that. And right now, at the lower prices of Bitcoin, it's not profitable for these cloud miners to operate. Many of them are shutting down and closing their doors and going away. A couple of the major ones have already gone. And we don't have that problem. Everything's paid for. Everything, we don't have any distribution costs because we're owners. So we don't pay for that distribution cost. It just comes in as part of the program. Even if we get little bits, we're still getting positive amounts right now. And the mining varies. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, and it's going to vary over time as the network changes. There's just so many variables involved in it, but the point is we're always on a positive footing. We're never in the negative. That's huge. And when you compound that over time, what Einstein say, that's the most powerful stuff in the universe is compound interest, right? I want to bring it back to college students for a minute. This applies to a lot of people in any situation, especially where there's government funding programs out there. So let's play like I'm in the government right now. So anytime they want money, they go down there and they talk to Congress and they get them to set a bill up and they send the money out. So, right? So college students are now in that area where you can actually get funding and you don't have to pay it back until after you graduate, right? As long as you follow the rules, there's some basic rules. This applies to anybody. That means even family members, if they need to, husbands, wives, they want some part-time stuff. They can go to school part-time. They can get some funding part-time. And again, as long as you're on a part-time basis, a certain number of units, you still don't have to make any payments on that loan. And some of those things are pretty much interest-free. Some of them are private loans, and they actually through banks and stuff, and they cost more money. But here's the thing you can do. Don't buy new books. Your funding is going to be based on new books, for example. Well, buy used books. Take the difference between the cost of a new book and a used book and use that to buy your Bitcoin mining pools with. Now, you're still getting some education. You still got books. And you're also now building a future income stream that's going to cover all the cost of those loans for you down the road and provide you with a lifetime source of income, which will compound. I can't think of a better reason to take student loans. And even if you don't need them, take them and use that to fund your BitClub. When you're done, you'll never have to worry about getting a job. See, that's the big problem. A lot of people spend all this money going to schools. They get out and there's no jobs. I think in the area I'm in, you have 19 colleges and universities of higher learning. Majority of them, the study's been done, 90% of the graduates need to leave the area in order to get a job. Well, when you're out there begging because you got to pay a student loan, I mean, you go hat in hand. You're willing to take any job in order to get your payments going. 40% of the student loans are in total default. Nobody's paying them. So they're taking steps to make sure that you do, because now you can't bankrupt them. There's no way to get rid of them. They want to be paid. So if you structure the thing the way we're talking about here, you're always going to be able to handle those payments and have those things paid off. Probably, if things hold true to what's going on, by the time they leave college, they won't even have a student loan anymore. And when they go to an employer, they're not going to have to go begging for a job. They're going to go say, hey, I'd like to work with your company, man. Let's give each other a tryout. Put me on as an intern. Let me work with you guys for a while. You work with me. See if we pan out. They say, well, we are not hiring anybody right now. I'm not asking for a job, man. I just want to work with your company. I think I've researched you guys, and I think this is where I belong. Let's see if that's the case. Well, we don't have any benefits for you. I don't need your benefits, man. I don't need your money. I just want to work with you. That's a totally different approach than everybody else coming through the door looking for a job, right? You're different. You stand out. And if they don't bring you on, so what? You don't care. There's just so many ways to use the club to your advantage over time. Young family members, same thing. Get in there, get those clubs going, get before you get your big family going, you know, because kids cost money. Get those pools operational. Begin accumulating Bitcoin, and you're not going to have to worry about funding their education. They won't need any loans. They can do the same thing I just talked about. Can anybody else think of any other ideas? Sarah, what about in your area of operation and expertise? Is there a way for you to leverage anything in order to get your Bitcoin going? Dusty, same with you. Is there a way for you to do that?
A retirement is my biggest thing right now, retirement. And, we just voted here in California, and I have to tell you, I'm disgusted by what Californians voted in. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to come up with extra money for taxes. Well, I mean, I do now because I'm, you know, part of the Bitcoin club, but, you know, I hear people saying, what are we going to do? Well, you know, exactly. CalPERS, CalSTRS, all these big pension companies, they're broke. They're broke, so they're taking money out of the taxpayers again. I got to get out of California. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I mean, if I didn't have the Bitcoin Club, I would be putting my house up for sale. I might lose my house, but I don't have to worry about it because I know I'm going to be okay. I know I'm going to be okay. You know, I have a future. I have a retirement now, and mm-hmm. I want to get everybody else into the same program. I just don't see why they don't see that.
Well, and speaking of homes, you know, just go online and you can look all over the place for realtors that are, you know, you can buy homes with Bitcoin now. You can buy cars. So I see this as a perfect way for those young couples or those young students, you know, instead of coming out of college with all that debt and never being able to buy a car or a home, or this is a perfect solution for anybody looking in those areas, you know, because most are broke when they graduate, and their credit is ruined for the rest of their lives, basically.
Right.
So what a perfect solution for young people or anybody, you know, wanting to buy a home or, you know, have that extra to get ahead with in life.
It's interesting you bring up credit scores. I was reading an article not too long ago here about where they're starting to use the credit score as a determination of your social status, whether or not you're okay to get a job or go to the certain school. There's this whole social score coming about now where they determine whether what you can do and where you can go in society based on your social score. I don't have one, so I guess I'm out. And, you know, I don't mind that because I've got the pools, so it doesn't matter to me. There's another way to look at it.
Yeah, to me, with the Bit Club, I guess for me, the bottom line that has been the most beneficial, I believe, is that it gives you choices that, you know, where you want to send your kid to college, choices of how much do you want to retire with? It just gives me choices every way I look at it. And to me, that's incredible. I don't have to be governed by what, you know, what the banks are doing or what somebody else is doing because I have the Bit Club. So it gives me the choice and the freedom to do what I want to do.
Yes. And, you know, in that freedom area, one big thing is medical. you know, you've got to try to take care of yourself, and that's expensive. They don't make it easy. They make the bad food really cheap. They make the good food very expensive. And So there's this draconian view that I have of society that's not good and not healthy. I mean, I just don't like the idea that they're actually putting me in a position where I'm almost being forced to hurt myself just to try to live. And you've got to find a way to overcome that so that you can buy the food that you want to buy. And also medical care. You know, they're deciding they're only going to pay for certain things. And if there's a treatment that they don't want to approve because of the medical thing that you're in, you know, if you've got private pay, if you've got your own funding, then you don't need to ask them permission in order to do these things that you feel necessary to take care of yourself. And I think people are hearing more and more about that all the time. So there's nothing but good things to do in order to acquire Bitcoin. Again, this is the cheapest way to acquire Bitcoin. Why? Because machines generate Bitcoin, which pay for themselves. Once you've recovered your cost, what do? Buy another pool, you know, get as many as you can, get that funding coming in as much as you can. Because when those prices, when the rest of the world begins to jump on board, remember, Bitcoin's got a finite amount. There's a limited amount that's going to be available for the entire planet. And those little pieces of Bitcoin are going to become extremely valuable because Bitcoin has a deflation rate, not an inflation rate. So as more and more people want it, there's fewer and fewer pieces to go around. So the smaller the piece, and remember, we operate on 8 decimal points, not 2 like dollars do. So we can have this divided into each piece is 100 million pieces of Bitcoin out there. Each one of those pieces can be extremely valuable. So we're moving into a situation where it's very possible for us to build serious wealth down in the time when we really need it, especially when we're older, want to retire, or want to take care of ourselves in a medical way. Heck, I don't know. I may need arm transplants down the road, you know? No idea. But I certainly want to be able to get them if I need them.
Right. I watched a holiday movie on kind of the same scenario. It was kind of a funny movie, but at one point she had, they thought she had a disease, and her insurance she had with her company she worked with wouldn't cover a lot of the things attached with that disease. And one of the main things is it wouldn't cover the anesthesiologist she would either. And the price to pay for that was, I mean, so astronomical. There was no way she could pay for it. So it was like, well, she couldn't do the surgery without being put under. And anyway, it was the whole fact of the matter was she had to make the decision, well, I can't have the surgery, so I'm not going to live. So that was kind of the way it, you know, but it ended up all good. But it was just like, I thought, wow, no choices. She had no choices.
I got to jump in here. I've been holding my tongue. Yeah. And that's what this show is all about.
Yeah, Jim,
this is how you avoid
your
that stuff. You know, this show is about doing it yourself. And the vast majority of surgeries done in this country are totally unnecessary. If you've got cancer, you can make it go away yourself. Don't rely on MDs. They, given half a chance, they will kill you, and they'll get rich doing it. And they won't care. They'll sleep at night. This show is all about how you can take charge of your health so that you can thumb your nose at the medical system, at those high charges and those high prices and the insurance companies. I haven't been to an MD in 15 years, I think, at least. And I'm in better shape today than I was when I was going to the doctors. If I was still listening to those idiots, I would be probably dead by now. But I'd at least be on 27 different medications and probably had 3 or 4 different surgeries.
About that doctor that was, he diagnosed, or he just told like 535 people they had cancer and they didn't?
Yeah, they do that just so they can get more money.
Oh, wow.
And it's a proven fact that chemotherapy is totally ineffective. It kills the person. It's poison. No one should ever, ever, ever take chemotherapy. And I can, you know, tell you, listen to this show on the rest of the week, and you'll find out why. But anyway, I just had to jump in and say that.
Wait a minute. We got 3 of you talking at one time here. Sarah, go ahead.
Well, I was just finishing. I said, that was the whole concept with this lady on that movie was it ended up she didn't even have what they said she had and that they were going to charge her all this money for. She didn't even have it. So, yeah, I mean, what she said, it's right.
Kath, what were you saying?
I just was saying that we absolutely do have freedom of choice on what we want to do, because when you get Bitcoin, you own it. Nobody can take it from you.
Right.
You own it, and you can spend it any way you want to, whether that's, you know, taking care of your body, your kids, your family, your home, whatever. You know, it's real freedom of choice now. Mm-hmm. So I encourage
Dusty,
everybody
to. Dusty, did you have a comment?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I was going to say freedom of choice is huge. I mean, because I'm very healthy. Well, I'm not really healthy, but I'm into health a lot, and I'm on a strict program now where I only eat natural foods, right? Nothing processed. If it comes in a bag, a box, a can, I won't even go near it. So everything I eat now is all natural. I mean, it's plant-based. I do eat protein, but I eat extra lean, organic protein. And I have to tell you, since I've been doing this, and it's only been a couple months, I feel marvelous. I feel great. A lot of my issues that I had seem to be going away. My osteoarthritis, all these little things, neuropathy, all these things have just started just to go away. And I went into the doctor because I had a bacterial infection, and I tried to cure it naturally, and it just wasn't going away. The first thing they asked me was about my flu shot, and I looked at them, and I said, I don't put poison in my body. And they said, okay. Didn't even argue with me. Didn't question it. They just said, okay.
Wow. That's unusual.
They admitted it. You know, what are they going to say? Oh, no, this is good for you. Or, no, they can't.
That's what most of them do say.
But people believe that, you know, they have to have the flu shot. Otherwise, they're going to get sick. But you get the flu shot, and you're going to get really sick.
I haven't had the flu since I was under 10 years old, and I have never had a flu shot. And I'm 61 today, so.
You don't need it, because it's just toxins. It's just poison.
Your body was designed to be naturally immune as long as you give it what it needs to do that. And I'll tell you what, you're talking about all the things you've reversed using the the foods. You're still not healthy. You're symptom free, but you cannot be healthy unless you're getting the 90 essential nutrients, and it's impossible to get them from food, even organic stuff. Check out my website.
Right.
Check out the Healthy Start Pack. That is the key. And if you start with that stuff along with what you're doing, it'll be like putting it on afterburners. Trust me.
Yeah.
My knees were bone on bone 6 years ago. Today, I've thrown away my cane. I stopped limping. And I can do anything I want. I had arthritis in my back so bad I couldn't bend over in the morning to splash water on my face. It was gone in 30 days. I had AFib. It was gone in 30 days. High blood pressure, gone in 30 days. Mm-hmm. Gastric reflux, gone overnight. Nutrition is the key, and the only place to get it is the Longevity Healthy Start Pack. It's the only place in the world.
The stuff is, you know what? With the Bit Club, it can help you, you know.
And that's why I promote the Bit Club, so people will have
the
money
to
buy
the
things
that they need
to stay
healthy. Again, freedom of choice. Choose what you want to put in your body. Absolutely. Your
yep.
body, your money, and God. Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
And your political freedom. And that's what this network is about, all four of those things.
Yep.
Dr. Daniels has clearly stated that properly prescribed medicine kills more than 1 million people a year.
Oh, yeah.
More than guns, more than cars, more than anything else. And it's almost a death sentence, because she says that they don't care whether you die or not. And in malpractice, they don't care about that, because they got insurance to cover their costs
for
malpractice. So they don't care if they use Zoom or not.
Go to my website, under the support info tab, you'll find a thing called Death by Medicine. It's a study that proves that MD-directed medicine is the number one cause of death and the number one cause of bankruptcy in this country and around the world. 780,000 to 1 million people die every year simply by having something to do with an MD. And nobody goes to jail.
So to avoid all those problems, all you got to do is join the Bit Club.
And
go to WeBringYouMoney.com to learn about it.
Yep.
And, you know, we got Sarah, Dusty, Kathy, and Jim here on the line. And if you want to talk to any one of those people, just put their name in there. Say, I want to talk to Kathy. I want to talk to Jim. I want to talk to, you know, whatever, you know, whether it's about the longevity program or it's about the Vic Club program. We don't care. You know, yeah. We just want to give you access to information and then you can make a decision and to see what you really want to do.
And no high pressure, you know, we'll just give you the
information. Yeah, we don't need to hype anything up. We just want to tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like all of us are all waking up on nutrition. Nutrition really is the key. There's no question about it. That we've been, our government's actually allowed the bastardization of poisons into our food chain. I mean, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The pharmaceutical companies, I think, own the government. I mean, they have so much money.
Oh, it's a revolving door. Between the pharmaceutical companies and the government, people go back and forth all the time. I just posted a new video on my website. It's not on my website yet, but hopefully it will be today. But it's on my Facebook page that you can link from the website. It's called Biosludged. If you have not seen this, you need to. It's all the stuff that comes out of sewage treatment plants that they are putting on the farmland and parks and all over this country. It is unbelievable. And they're calling it green, but it's poison.
Yes, it is.
It's unbelievable. But it's a really good documentary. It just came out last week. And if you haven't seen it, there, you know, like I said, you can go to a link from my my website to the Facebook page where you can see it. It doesn't cost anything. They actually are giving it away. You can download the files. You can burn it to discs. They want it to be spread out because they know the government's going to do everything they can to stop it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The government's going to stop it? I think the government's probably promoting it.
Yeah. I will hopefully have it posted on my website later today after the show's over. I've got it uploaded to my YouTube page, but I haven't had a chance to put it on the website yet. But check back
getting
later.
Getting back to Russ's video today, if you haven't seen this, you need to see this short little video. It's not very long, but I'll tell you, he says a lot in that little video about the Bit Club and how they view us and how things are going. And it's just up from here.
I may actually play that on my show sometime this week just as a... to let people hear the whole thing. It's
cool. Yeah. It's worth it. It is nice to know that you can generate a significant income that, you know, at some point your teams get so large that you just, there's just no way. I don't know how many people he probably has ultimately in the referral system, but you know what? It's generated a lifestyle for him that he couldn't even imagine at that point. And it can do the same thing for everybody because it's simply word of mouth. You just tell people about it and let them make a decision. And, you know, they can always come back and do it later. They can do what I did. I knew about Bitcoin way early, and I just said, you know, I lose stuff in my computer all the time. I'm not putting my money in my computer, you know. I thought that was crazy. And I was really locked into gold, silver, and, you know, the conventional stocks, bonds, and all that kind of stuff, insurance. And I just had to learn in 2007, 2008, I began to realize what was really going on with the money system. And when I found out that we don't even own the money that we have in our pocket, it's not really money. It's just script. It's an obligation. It's a debt obligation of the United States. It's not even supposed to be taxable, yet they tax you every day. Well, how do they pull that off? I mean, the mess that's been created is so crazy. And anytime you have a problem with a government agency, they always bring two or three more agencies in on top of you at the same time just to make it hard for you. They don't want you to have control over your future. They want nothing between you and the government, period. They don't want any support team. Well, you can break all of that just by simply joining the Bit Club and getting financially free. Once you're in the Bit Club, you own it. It's yours for the rest of your life. And they can't take it from you. And now you have a way to defend yourself if you ever need to defend yourself against any of these things. It could be something as simple as we don't like you have bare spot in your yard. You have to have grass over there. I ran into that.
Or you've got vegetables growing in your front yard. Oh my
goodness. You can't have that. You know, your trees are too big. You know, you got to cut your trees down. Well, no, your trees are too small. You need to let them grow. You know, it just never quits. Mm-hmm. They're constantly bugging you and hassling you about stuff. And there's got to be a way to control that. And you start that by getting your health and getting your freedom, financial freedom. Then you can work on all the other stuff and political stuff. And you know what? If you really don't like what's going on there, you can move. You got the funding. A lot of people are going to be stuck. Look at all the people in Illinois that can't move. The money people are gone. They left a long time ago. And as it gets worse and worse, more and more people are bailing out of Illinois going into the other states. In fact, the governor of Wisconsin was very happy to see all the population coming up from Illinois because he was getting a lot of new commerce going on up there because of all these guys showing up. Anyway, we're running out of time. Any last words? Anybody have something they want to say? Dusty, anything else? Last words?
I think everything was said. All I can say is, you know what, it's an awesome club. It's never going to go away. It's going to be here. And, you know, just ask questions. Everybody's very knowledgeable and can answer your questions for you, and you won't be sorry. So.
Hey, Sarah, how do you think? What do you think? Any last words?
Well, I say yes. Yeah, what I say, if you're hearing our voices and you haven't, you know, become part of our big club, definitely get some information, educate yourself, and don't miss the boat. This is the place to be.
Kathy, you always have a few words.
Absolutely. I agree with Sarah. No, always have to have the last word, right?
Well, I'm afraid Jim gets that, actually.
Just go to WeBringYouMoney.com, and you know, you can see our webinar schedule down there, and you can watch some awesome videos. If you don't know anything about Bitcoin, watch Andreas Antonopoulos on there. We have Facebook groups. We have a YouTube channel, and it's all on that website, WeBringYouMoney.com. And just let us know who you want to talk to. We'll get back with you.
Well, that's- Jim, you got the last 4 minutes to close it out.
Yeah, that's really, boy. I just assume anybody else, if anybody else has anything else they want to say, that's fine. You know, I usually hop in the last 30 seconds or so, and we've got about 2.5 minutes. So,
well, John can certainly fill in that gap.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Well, I'm trying to think. There's something I missed in that video that I wanted to remember, and I made a mental note, but my mental note got lost in the shuffle.
Coinbase system.
Coinbase system. That's a good one, because we have been told the Coinbase system is coming out, which is nothing more than a merchant settlement system that takes Bitcoin and then gives the merchant whatever they want at a reduced cost, so below the banks, and no, they don't have to qualify for it. They don't have to have reserves. They don't have to do any of that stuff. It's going to overtake everything and compete directly with all the cards, because we don't need the cards. We don't need all that crap from the banks anymore. But the thing is that we keep getting dates when it's coming out. And Russ is extremely frustrated because the programmers don't seem to understand the benefit of time. They'll say, well, it's going to be ready. Well, it was ready. Russ says, yeah, but you told me, and everybody's climbing down my throat because I gave them that date because you said it was firm. See, Russ is not a programmer. He has nothing to do with that. He has to hire programmers, and the other guys handle the programmers. That's not what he does. He's kind of the front man. He's out there talking to people and explaining things. But the programmers don't seem to have a sense of reality when they say it's going to be ready on August 1st, let's say, and it isn't. They don't care. They always got a reason why that they don't. Well, that's too bad. It just wasn't ready, you know. But you said it was going to be ready. Well, it is ready, but.
A lot of coding. I don't know anything about that either. But, you know, they are creating some awesome videos that go along with this. So we'll all be learning together about the new Coinbase system, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, hopefully the outline.
It'll get here. It will get here. It's just we're all anxious about it.
Yeah.
Well, and he also said that I thought Russ, that I liked what he said was, you know, it doesn't matter whether Russ is here or something would happen to him. If Big Club is destined to go on with or without
him. Yeah, he's one of the original founders, but there's several, and now there's so many mega monsters. And we all get a say when you get to the mega monster level. You all get a say in what goes on with the company for, you know, the year or you know, the future. So
if you want to,
everybody's got skin in the game there, so they're always going to do what benefits us the most.
Well, there's our music.
There it is.
Perfect time to stop. Everybody, right. Just check it out, get the information, and then make a decision. Join us all tomorrow for more of this show, and until then, have a great day, and God bless you.